Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
You've got a word for me.
You've got a word for me.
And I want to take it in.
And I want to take it in.
Because my eyes see.
Because my eyes see.
My ears hear.
My ears hear.
And my spirit is perceiving.
And my spirit is perceiving.
This message.
This message.
Is serious business.
Is serious business.
For me.
For me.
Amen.
Amen.
Mark chapter 11. Mark chapter 11. And I was pressed to use the Amplified. And the spark came through Lance Wallnau. And I got excited. And the Lord said, it's not his message, it's my message, so shut it down. So I said, okay, because it came back a couple of times, and this morning it came back again. And sometimes we take it for granted that we think we know something or understand something. But the message that you've heard today from different individuals is really a confirming word. Amen?
Amen.
Verse 17 says, my house shall be called a house of prayer for all nations. Those are, I quote, the Lord speaking loud and clear. Then he says, but you have turned it into a den of robbers. He doesn't say I turned it in. It says you turned it into a den of robbers. So, also, you need to be aware of the power of your mouth. And you can check James chapter 3 on your own. I'm not going to go there. I just want you to flow a little bit about this virus that thinks it can rule and ruin the world. Okay? So, I want to back this up to verse 12. On the day following, when they had come away from Bethany, he was hungry. You said you wanted to be like Jesus? There are days you're going to be hungry. Verse 13 says, and seeing in the distance a fig tree covered with leaves, I'm using the Amplified because of the extra words, and they're needed. He went to see if he could find any fruit on it. For in the fig tree, the fruit appears at the same time as the leaves. That part is important, because he wasn't making a mistake. But when he came up to it, he found nothing but leaves, for the fig season had not yet come. Okay? Verse 14, very important. He said to it, now how often do you speak to a tree? Did he have a problem speaking to it?
No.
What was he looking to do? He wasn't advertising that you should go around cursing every tree. But he was teaching. And he had probably 12 around him or more. And he said to it, so it had to be spoken. It wasn't a thought. It wasn't a good idea. It was the spoken word. No one ever again shall eat fruit from you. You say, now, you know, if I walked around and I cursed some apple tree in somebody's front yard or backyard, they would think I'm a little bit crazy. Right or wrong?
Yes.
All right. And his disciples were listening. Why the disciples are listening? Because he's teaching them something. They listened to what he said. And they came to Jerusalem. And he went into the temple area, porches and courts, and began to drive out those who sold and bought in the temple area. And he overturned the four-footed tables of the money changers and the seats of those who dealt in doves. And he could not permit anyone to carry any household equipment through the temple enclosure, thus making the temple area a shortcut traffic lane. So it had become like a mall. It wasn't anything about God or his holiness. 17. And he taught and said to them, "Is it not written, 'My house shall be called a house of prayer for all nations?'" When this church was formed years ago, that was the name. This is to be called the house of prayer for all nations, all nationalities, all colors and creeds. Now look it. "But you turned it into a den of robbers." Did those den of robbers know that they were robbing?
No.
They were thinking, "We're doing something holy. We're helping the saints." Was it their dream or God's dream?
Their dream.
Ah, they were making good bucks. They were happy campers. "Look at what God has done. He gave me a job in the temple. I'm selling doves. I'm making out like crazy. My friends are working 7 days a week. One day a week I make enough for a whole day. For the whole week. What a happy camper I am." Yeah. And the chief priests, verse 18, and the scribes heard of this and kept seeking some way to destroy him. So their purpose is what?
Destruction.
God's plan. Who hardened Pharaoh's heart?
God.
Romans 9 guarantees that. Who hardened the leaders' hearts? God did. I used to get angry at the leaders and the chief priest. What a yo-yo. I was not doing God's work. I was angry because I was soulish. I didn't want anybody to hurt my Savior. But if it wasn't for the cross, you and I would still be going straight to hell.
Amen.
The high priest, the chief priest, the scribes, they all kept seeking some way to destroy him, for they feared him. There's their purpose. Because the entire multitude was struck with astonishment at his teaching. Aha! Jealousy was fully alive in those days.
Yes.
And it's fully alive now.
Yes.
And it'll use anybody who's open to it. Amen?
Amen.
19. And when evening came on, he and his disciples, as accustomed, went out of the city. So this is normal. In the morning, when they were passing along, they noticed that the fig tree was withered completely away to its roots. Listen again. They noticed that the fig tree was withered completely away to its roots. And Peter remembered and said to him, "Master, look." I think he's probably totally astonished.
Yeah.
"The fig tree which you doomed has withered away." The fig tree that you doomed has withered away. The coronavirus that I curse hasn't got a chance.
Amen.
Why? Because my words have power.
That's right. Amen.
I have authority because I'm a disciple.
Amen.
I can speak. And the things that I speak have power.
Praise Jesus.
Either for God or for the enemy. Or for myself.
I agree.
Or for myself. See, if you're a self-worker and a self-seeker and a self-builder, you're going to do what is natural to you. But if you're a Holy Ghost teacher and a Holy Ghost disciple, you're going to wait to hear from the Lord.
Amen.
That's right.
Last night I went to a dinner. And I happened to see a young man that he was a best friend of my cousin. And when my cousin passed away, about a year later, this young man lost his wife and he ended up marrying my cousin's wife. I hadn't seen him for maybe 20 years. So my hand went out and his hand pulled back. And then he was like this, he says. So I'm going to get what? An elbow bump. And you know what came up in me? Enjoy and join him. So I did this and he smiled and I smiled. You see, if I would have taught him, it would have been out of order. Yet I know that I could. Okay? But it wasn't the time, it wasn't the place. And the Lord will tell you, join your adversary quickly. Mm-hmm. Don't shake the dust. Don't make a mess. Mm-hmm. Don't create a problem. Just flow with what he's comfortable with. The acknowledgement wasn't the handshake that would probably have been a little better, a little stronger, but Jesus didn't go around ruffling feathers without a purpose from God.
Amen.
He didn't go around cursing fig trees on a daily basis. But every single thing he did had an example for us to follow.
Amen.
Okay. Amen?
Amen.
Peter remembered and said to him, Master, look, the fig tree which you doomed has withered away. And Jesus replied, said to them, have faith in God constantly.
Amen.
Have faith in God constantly. Truly I tell you, whoever says or speaks to this mountain, be lifted up and thrown into the sea, and the next part is very important, does not doubt at all in his heart, does not doubt at all in his heart,
praise God. Amen.
Does not doubt at all in his heart, but believes that what he says will take place. It will be done for him. So this morning, I had my first cup of coffee and sat down in my family room, took my Bible, and started to check out a few things, made a couple of notes, and my nose was a wee bit stuffy. So took a Kleenex, which is right next to me, and blew my nose, felt a little bit better. There was a wee bit of stuffiness on the right. And the next thing I know, I can feel something dripping, and I'm thinking my sinus cavity is, you know, the liquid is coming out. So I went with my Kleenex and dabbled a little bit. And oh my God, it's blood everywhere. So I filled up about 3 Kleenexes. And then I said, this is not working. You're having too much fun, you. Way too much fun. So the blood's running and it's flowing, and now I've got like 6 or 7 Kleenex and it's going to drip on the floor because it's just not continuing. So I began to pray in the spirit because I've got to resist, and I'm thinking of Sven. So now I want to stuff the thing up in my nose, and the Lord said, no. Take authority. Speak. So I did. I spoke. I get to the bathroom, and of course it's dripping into the bathroom sink, and it's all over the place, and I've got more Kleenex in there, and praise God. Now we've got about maybe 2 dozen Kleenex, and they're all full of blood, and throw them in the toilet, and the blood is coming out, and I said, Lord, what happened? And he said, you doubted. I said, how did I doubt? He said, the doubts will stop the coagulation from continuing. And even if you had a few seconds of freedom, because there was a few seconds there that it stopped, but then it began again and it's dripping into the sink. And so I said, okay, Father, I'm sorry. I guess I'm not serious enough. So now I'm holding the Kleenex and I can still feel it. And I said, in the name of Jesus, the coagulation will come to a complete victory. I give you praise, Lord Jesus, and I thank you, and I will believe and choose to believe and receive this victory now in Jesus' name. And I pull the Kleenex out and a great big glob lands in the sink. And guess what the next thought is? Anybody got a clue? It didn't work. You didn't pray right. So I said, I prayed right, I believe right, and I'm receiving right. And as soon as I said that, he said, now breathe in. So I wiped my nose again, took another breath, and with great joy, noticed that things were drying up. And I was very blessed. Okay? So there's a time to bless and a time to curse. Hear me. You have the authority, and I continued to breathe. A few minutes later, I heard, now you can blow your nose. Guess what's the very first emotion that came?
Not yet.
Fear.
Fear.
Don't do that, it'll reopen.
That's right.
So, obviously, I took a step of faith. Bypassed the fear. I blew my nose.
He was testing you.
Huh?
He was testing you.
Yes, of course he was. Why? Because we all need it. Mm-hmm. When we doubt, we get what? We shut God out. When we fear, we allow the darkness to take over.
Amen.
The last part of verse 23, be lifted up and thrown into the sea and does not doubt at all in his heart. But believes that what he says or what I spoke will take place. It will be done for him or her. For this reason, 24, I am telling you, whatever you ask for in prayer, put a circle around the word believe. The next word, trust. The next 3 words, be confident. Oh, now we're capitalizing it, right? Mm. That it is granted to you. and you will get it. I was now in need of a shower. I'm going downstairs, and I have a vision. It's a snap vision. And it wasn't God either. It was an instant replay of something that happened maybe about 6 years ago. When I was in the shower and I had a nosebleed, and the shower got loaded and it was dripping all over my feet. Okay? And I got the blood everywhere. And the vision was, maybe you shouldn't take a shower. Bind up every thought.
Every thought. Make it captive.
2 Corinthians 10:5. Bind up every thought and make it obedient. Woohoo! Well, if you think that vision came from heaven, you've got news coming. That vision came from hell. Discernment. Hell wants to conquer you. He wants to have you declare what he says. And heaven says, open your mouth and speak my word.
Amen.
Amen.
And that's what Joe kept repeating. And that's what you said. What am I saying to you? We're on the same page today. Say, the words I speak,
the words I speak
have power,
have power
to curse, or to bless,
or to heal.
And he's working on me first.
And he's working on me first.
Before I tell everybody else about it.
Before I tell everyone else about it.
I gotta do it for myself.
I gotta do it for myself.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And I will do it.
And I will do it.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. Bless you.
Crazy. 24 is very, very important. For this reason, I am telling you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe, trust, and be confident that it is granted to you and you will get it. Amen. I want to take you back about 35 years or so. I've got a lady named June, who, by the way, is the lady who bought this Bible for me. I forgot about that. And I can tell you exactly. August 1986, she dated it. June was one of the very large, outstanding miracles of the prayer line that we established back in 1985. June started calling for prayer, and the reason was that she was in her 50s and she hadn't been out of bed for approximately 2.5 years. She couldn't walk. She could sit on the edge of the bed, but that was about it. She needed help for everything else. Her and her husband owned a big insurance company that they had started from scratch. And she got hooked up with me on the phone. And the scripture for the prayer line was Matthew 18:18 and 18:19, the two verses, and of course Mark 11. So she was born again on the phone. She accepted the Lord. She had been a church person, but she had an incredible problem with family members. And it's not important to tell you all the details. What's important is June was hurting, and it was big time. So I would say on an average of maybe 3 times a week, sometimes to an hour and a half of explaining the word to her, having her get a Bible, having her quote the word, etc., etc. She finally was able to believe enough to be able to walk around her bed. And she'd have her phone, and she was crying and saying, I can walk him, I can walk him. So we got to know each other pretty well, because you spend that kind of time on a daily basis, 5 days a week, sometimes six. And she had an allergy condition that was only treatable by one doctor in this country, who happened to be in South Carolina. Her daughter, very wise young lady, was one of the teaching nurses at Bay State Medical Center. There was a lot of knowledge, and this mother was very knowledgeable about the medical field as well. Why am I saying that? Because she had to go against all of it. She had to believe that the Word of God was truth.
Amen.
And she had to make the choice not to listen to her cotton-picking educated brain, which was leading her into bondage and keeping her in bed.
Amen.
And kept her bound. And you know, over and over, we would have these arguments. They were friendly arguments. One Friday night, I had an intercessory group every Friday. And when I walked out of the intercessory group, the church was already worshiping, etc. And about 20 minutes into the worship, I think it was Pastor Vinny who happened to say, you know, is there a praise report or something like that? And this little lady, I had never seen her. Little lady went to the front, took the microphone, and every single person in that church bawled their eyes out because she shared with what had happened to her. And her biggest and latest miracle was that this particular allergy was to all kinds of perfumes, flowers, all kinds of odors she could not handle, because she would literally pass out or fall on the floor. And with her hands lifted in front of the whole church, said, I am free. I can walk in here. I can wear cologne. And I'm not passing out. I am a blessed woman of God, and blah, 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 blah. And of course, the rest are miracles. You say, why hasn't this happened to me? The reason is unbelief. Now, how long did she hold on to it? She went backwards about a year and a half later. Had several sessions with me over the years. Came back from her vacation. And she stood at my desk and called some people in her family every name under the sun. I looked at her and I said, you're going in reverse. Oh, no, I'm not. I says, and I can tell you're PO'd at me as well. She, yes, I am. I says, if you don't get over it, you're going to have a problem. You see, it is important to confront those that you have an opinion that's different. And I had taught her that, but she was now listening to religious folks. And she went back to religion. You say, after all those miracles? Yes. And approximately 7 months later, she went home to be with the Lord. Why? Because her educated brain ruled out the word of the Lord and what she had learned. And when her family let me know that she had passed, I kept weeping inside. Because she was such a beautiful believer. But you see, I was one that was holding on to the truth of the word with her, and the agreements were temporary. They weren't permanent in her yet. You say, but God healed her. Yes, but she could still go back and start declaring what the doctor said. Which Lord? Who are you worshiping? To whom do you have your allegiance to? Well, they've got all these degrees. And I'm not against people with degrees. Now, don't even think that I am. But the bottom line is, if you worship the one that has the degree more than your creator, you and I are in trouble. Amen. We can't afford to go there. That's what happened to this beautiful lady. And we had such a love flow. But as soon as religion came back in, the love flow was cut off. Why am I saying this to you? Am I picking on June? No, I'm picking on all of us. I'm picking on every single one of us. We can all turn around. Judas was with Jesus for 3.5 years, and he had his own dream. And he built up his dream. Oh, boy. You got somebody next to you, you need to hold hands. Say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
God's picking on me right now.
God's picking on me right now.
And he wants me to stay focused on the Creator.
And he wants me to stay focused on that.
Not on his creation.
Not on his creation.
The tree of the knowledge of good.
The tree of the knowledge of good.
Is scary. Because it's just as ugly.
Because it's just as ugly.
As the tree of the knowledge of evil.
As the tree of the knowledge of evil.
It is one tree.
It is one tree.
And it got Adam and Eve in trouble.
And it got Adam and Eve in trouble.
And we're still paying some of the price.
And we're still paying some.
But this day, I am going to eat from the tree of life.
I am going to eat from the tree of life.
And his word is saying loud and clear.
His word is saying loud and clear.
Every single word out of my mouth. Has power to save or to destroy. It's up to me. I need you, Holy Spirit. To counsel me, to comfort me, to direct my words. So that I will be speaking life, and I will not return to the tree of knowledge of good and evil.
Because it is one tree, and it is deadly.
And I could fail if I go back to it.
Help me, Lord.
Help my unbelief.
Help me, and heal my heart.
With permanent stuff.
In Jesus' name.
I pray. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise you, Jesus.
Glory to you, Lord. Verse 25, and whenever you stand praying, if you have anything against anyone, that includes husbands, wives, children, grandchildren, parents, whatever, forgive him and let it drop. Leave it and let it go, in order that your Father, who is in heaven, may also forgive you your own failings and shortcomings, and let them drop. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father in heaven forgive your failings and shortcomings. And they came again to Jerusalem, and when Jesus was walking about in the courts of the temple, the chief priests and the scribes and the elders came to him, and they kept saying to him, by what sort of authority are you doing these things, and who gave you this authority to them to do them? Jesus told them, I will ask you a question. Answer me, and then I will tell you by what sort of authority I do these things. Was the baptism of John from heaven or from men? Answer me. And they reasoned. Hear me. And they reasoned and argued with one another. If we say from heaven, he will say, why then did you not believe me or believe him? But on the other hand, can we say from men, for they were afraid of the people, afraid of the people, afraid of the people, because everybody considered and held John actually to be a prophet. So they replied to Jesus, we do not know, bunch of fakers. Mm-hmm. And Jesus said to them, neither am I going to tell you what sort of authority I have for doing these things. Hear me when I say this. My purpose this morning is to awaken you to the reality that the test is not over. Amen. That you are overcomers for the day, but you could fall tonight. If you get angry with somebody tonight halfway home, or maybe that's somebody that's on the phone or whatever, forgive and drop it quickly. Because that's what God is expecting us to do. Say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
This word is for me.
This word is for me.
It's gone in quite a bit. Confirm it again. So that I will know. That I'm working on your team. And as we overcome.
We
will be called. Sons and daughters of the kingdom. Kings and priests. To do the work. In the earth. That the Lord has called us to. Amen. And amen.
Amen. Praise you, Jesus. Amen. Praise you, Jesus. Amen. Praise you, Jesus. Amen.